Welcome to Friend of Maryland. My name is Kat Pause, and this is a fat-friendly space. Today on Friend of Maryland, I share some upcoming Fatlicious events. I chat with Golda Paretsky about her upcoming Health at Every Size Masterclass. And I spotlight a blog from Kristen Bell about if you listen to the world. Like many of us active in the fatosphere, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Tumblr, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Google+, I was on Bebo, and I'm sure there are many other social media networks out there that I will eventually get involved in, or let's say roped into. One of the reasons that I'm active in all of these different areas is because I like to be kept up to date on the various kinds of things that are happening within the fat studies field of scholarship and also within fat activism and fat acceptance. There's always really cool events happening all over the world, and I like to make sure that I can keep a pulse on them. And of course, I always love to get people on my show talking about the events that they're planning or things that are upcoming. One such notable event is the Health at Every Size Masterclass that's taking place online on September 20th and 21st. Now, this has been organized by the awesome Golda Paretsky, and you can register to attend the masterclass online. And it's great that it's online because what that means is that we're not limited by location or even by time zone. So I'm in New Zealand, and most of the masterclass will probably be taking place while I'm asleep. But because I've registered, I'll be able to get access to everything after the fact, which is fantastic. I've got Golda on the show up next to chat about the masterclass. If you're organizing a rad fatty event, something to do with fat activism or fat acceptance, or something related to the field of fat studies and you'd like to promote this, shoot me off an email. My email is friendofmaryland@aol.com. I'm always excited to promote events and always looking for people who want to come on my show and share what they're doing with the world. Joining me today is Golda Paretsky, a holistic health counselor and the founder of Body Love Wellness. Golda, thank you so much for coming back on Friend of Maryland.
Oh, thanks for having me back. It's great to be back with you.
So it's always good to have you on the show, but I know that today what I specifically want to talk about is your upcoming Health at Every Size Masterclass. Is that all right?
Yes, I'd love to talk about it.
Excellent. So for someone who hasn't seen anything about it, tell them, what is the Health at Every Size Masterclass?
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's a two-day event. It's online. You can listen to it online or over the phone. And I've got 16 speakers, including myself, talking about topics related to health at every size. So we've got, you know, just to name a few, we have Linda Bacon. And she's doing a really interesting talk on the gift of food and weight preoccupation. I think that'll be a really interesting talk. We've got Reagan Chastain from the Dance of the Fat blog talking about answering health at every size critics. We have Michelle Allison, the fat nutritionist, talking about her topic is getting good at eating. So we have just amazing guests. We have Marilyn Wan, actually.
Yay!
You're a friend of Marilyn. Yay! Talking about, yeah. So, I mean, we've really got some amazing people. Everyone in this group is amazing. And, you know, some are sort of more popular in the blogosphere than others, but they're all really contributing to this work and talking about topics that I think, you know, everyone can relate to. So there's really something for everyone in this event.
So I know that for those of us that are familiar, you know, with the concept, you know, kind of health at every size, we kind of throw that word, that phrase around, or, you know, we just call it HOS for short kind of thing. But if there are people listening out there who've never even really heard of that, or they've heard of it, but they don't actually know it, how would you define that concept for them?
Sure. So to me, health at every size is really about finding a way to be healthy in whatever size body you have, and really letting go of a focus on weight loss. Because when you really look at the research, the statistics, et cetera, this focus on weight loss, this idea that if you lose weight, that'll make you healthier, isn't really true. So embracing health at every size is a way to find your own sort of healthy, whatever that means for you, healthiest body, you know, without intervening in this weight loss sort of process. And I would say there are sort of three main principles. One being enjoying your food and eating intuitively. I mean, some people don't call it that. I call it that. But, you know, listening to your body in terms of food, finding body movement, that's the first one. Second one being finding body movement that's really appropriate for your body so that you're getting the health benefits of it but not, you know, injuring yourself or, you know, pushing yourself beyond what's right for you. And thirdly, this concept of body diversity, that there is a diversity of bodies in the world, fat, thin, and in between, and your body fits into that spectrum perfectly. And so that's, you know, some people call that body acceptance or body pride, you know, realizing that your body really is okay, and it's really okay to love your body and feel good about it and embrace it just as it is. So that's to sort of sum up that concept.
So I know that that with your with the Body Love Wellness, like, you do a lot of really cool stuff. Like, you do workshops, and you've got a podcast that people can subscribe to on iTunes, which I highly recommend. What was the impetus to putting together this Health at Every Size Masterclass?
You know, it was a couple of things. I kind of like doing these sorts of events and getting different people together. I've done the Body Love Revolutionaries Telesummit 2 years in a row,
yeah.
And I wanted to do something really that is about health at every size, and to get some of these people not just talking about health at every size in sort of an abstract way and it's something that you should do, but sort of looking at different components of it and how you can embrace these principles and how it can affect you in sort of different, wherever you are in your life, you know. So I've Patty Thomas is going to be talking about practicing Haze when you have disabilities, or you're living with a disability. My friend Ann Cuthbert is talking about practicing Haze when you're working through an eating disorder. So it's sort of like I wanted to talk about how these principles really carry over into lots of different areas of your life and how they can be helpful in that way. So I just thought it would be interesting to have people do this. And, you know, it was a shot in the dark. I never know if these things are, you know, I never know when I email all these people if they're going to say to me, you know, I don't know, I'm not really interested in doing this. I never know. So it was great to hear back from people and see that they sort of got what I was doing here and they wanted to be a part of it. So instead of it just being, you know, about health at every size, I really wanted to do specific topics, and people were into that. So that's really the sort of framework that there's, you know, for wherever you are in your journey with health at every size, whether you've been practicing these principles for years or you're new to it and don't know much about it, or you want to find ways to talk about it with people in your life or whatever, there's a talk that is going to resonate with you. And that was sort of the idea behind it.
What's the logistical side? I mean, is it kind of like a technical nightmare for you to put together something that's got – is it 16 different speakers?
Yes, it is.
And like potentially millions of people calling in to participate. Like, how? What does that even look like?
Kat, I have to tell you, you know, I get these ideas, and I just sort of like, I get this idea, and I email all these people, and then I'm like, oh crap, I actually have to do this now. I mean, I'm really being honest, you know. It's like it is complicated. You know, the scheduling, first of all, you know, making sure everybody's, you know, okay with scheduling, making sure everyone's comfortable with the technology. So I am going to be using this thing, you know, instant teleseminar, so that people can call in or just listen in through their computers. And also all the recordings are going to be available to listen to after, because not everybody, you know, can listen to a call in the middle of the day, or maybe they're in, for example, a different time zone. And
maybe they're in New Zealand and they're sleeping.
Exactly. So, you know, so it is. It is complicated on the technical side for me, but I really try my absolute best to make it as simple as possible for the speakers and the people who are buying tickets to the event and are listening in from home. So hopefully on everyone else's end, it's going to seem very streamlined and simple. It might not be on my end, but I'm really hoping that it will be easy for everyone else. Yeah.
So what is it that you hope that people who are going to participate in this masterclass, what do you hope they take away from it?
Oh, man. My hope is that they come away from it if they're already really familiar with Health at Every Size and these concepts, then they come away from it still with new information, new ideas about how to apply it to their lives, new thinking on the sort of legitimacy of it, the credibility of it, understanding it from a really technical level if that's what they're into, or just finding ways to embrace it more in their own lives. If someone's newer to it, that they understand it more, that it resonates with them. My hope is always that more and more people are going to really leave the dieting mentality behind and really come to this understanding that it's okay to be okay with your body. It's okay to, to eat food. It's okay, and to really embrace these concepts. My hope is just for newer people, it really resonates with them, and for people who've been practicing it for a while, that it sort of deepens their understanding and makes them feel sort of more sort of grounded in these principles, that that they're really okay to embrace and really a part of their lives.
Why do you think that it's difficult for so many people, even those who are committed to these kinds of ideas, to really truly kind of internalize them and make them part of their own personal ethos? Why is that so hard?
I think it's hard because, look, in the U.S. alone, people spend, over $60 billion a year on diets and diet products. So if you think about that, some of that money is net profit or whatever, but a lot of it is going to go right back into convincing people that dieting works. So people are constantly being told dieting works. There's advertisement everywhere. There's these media, the sort of visual media that we see all the time, that where nearly everybody on TV is in the sort of BMI underweight category. So what seems normal to us is never us. It's always thinner, and that is the goal, and that's what you should be focusing on, and that's what you should be putting your attention on, and that's constantly what we're being told from the medical community, from the media, magazines, every form of media. So it's very hard, even if you read this material all the time, to just take it in and just be like, no, I know what the truth is, and I'm going to focus on that, and I know that dieting doesn't work. I know from my own experience that dieting doesn't work. The real research tells me that. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to embrace Health at Every Size. I'm going to love my body. That's why I called my other program revolutionaries. Mm. It really is a revolutionary act. It's really hard to do that in our society when nearly everybody around you is telling you that you're wrong. So I like to create programs like this because I think it's important for our community to be battling, I hate to use the word battling, but representing a different point of
yes.
view over and over so that people can, find a little refuge in what we do and feel like they have allies and people in their life, even if it's just their online life, that are going to support them and tell them, no, it's really okay to be okay with your body and eat real food and not count points or calories or whatever. We need to be that support, I think.
So if someone is interested in attending the Health at Every Size Masterclass, how do they go about signing up?
So they need to just go to the website, which is, I always say it Haze, but people say it differently. It's HazeMasterclass.com. which is H A E S M A S T PERCLASS.com. I know I said it a little fast, but I'm sure you'll share a link or something. So I don't want to belabor the spelling, but but basically just go there. You can see the list of speakers. You can see frequently asked questions about, you know, sort of how it all works. And just click buy your ticket and buy your ticket. Secure your spot, and you will get an email, a personal email from me, and, you know, thanking you for buying a ticket and with information on how to call in or listen in on your computer.
Fantastic. Well, Golda, thank you so much for coming on the show today and talking about this upcoming masterclass. Hopefully there will be lots of people listening who are just as excited about it as I am. I've already registered, did it a couple days ago. As soon as I got your first email, I was like, right, yeah, click. and
I love it.
I'm very appreciative that first of all, that you pull stuff like this together, but also that you do it in a way that does allow someone like me who is in the Southern Hemisphere, so I will be asleep through a lot of it. But I can go on there later, access the you know, the files, so I can, you know, still participate in a way, which is fantastic.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I mean, that's the whole point. You know, if I could, there's so many logistics to this, and if I could make it sort of easier for folks in the Southern Hemisphere and everything, I would. But at least you can listen to the recording.
Yes, so agreed. All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Golda. Okay.
Thanks so much. All right.
Bye. Spotlight today is a piece by Kristen Bell, published at her blog, kristenbell.org. The piece is entitled, If I Listen to the World, a Rant, published on January 5th, 2012. Quote, if I listened to the world, I would be dead, because I would know that in every way I should not exist and that I am a worthless piece of shit. People die trying not to be like me. Fat, crazy, poor. People give up every bit of happiness so they don't have to be a person like me, and I know it. In one moment, friends will say they love me, and in the next moment, they are trying their best to be everything I am not. People spend billions of dollars running away from fatness. And oh, you think they just hate their own fat or want to be healthy? No. It is pathological, the hate. It is palpable, too. I can feel it, the way you can't stand yourself, so you would do anything in the world to not be what I am. But it isn't all about me. Of course not, but no one ever considers how it might make me feel that the thing you cannot stand about yourself is a part of me. Honestly, you don't get it. I'm sick of it. That people would rather starve themselves and or their children than to have them end up like me. All human worth can now be counted on a fucking bathroom scale. Are you over or under the weight limit? Well, what's your answer? Do you weigh the right amount to be considered human? Or are you the plague, the reason why the world is in turmoil, the scapegoat for everything that is wrong in the world? Because it isn't about health and wellness. Let's be fucking honest. Are you never going to get sick and die? Perhaps you think that there is a scale that will let you off the hook when it comes to disease and death. What about your capacity to cause misery for other people? Have you ever considered that? No. Oh, I'm so proud of you for not eating. I'm so proud of you for being thin. I'm so proud of you for obsessing about your weight and the weight of those around you to the point of nausea. Because that's what matters, isn't it? Why does it pain you so much to be real? Admit that you hate your fat and you hate fat people and everything that is fat makes you cringe and that you'd rather have people like me die. Why not admit it to yourself? Because you admit it to me every time you talk about another diet. Or another pound lost, or another pair of skinny jeans. And every time you buy into the diet industry and pray to God that you'll just lose another 10 pounds or keep those 10 pounds from coming back. Because you aren't even fucking fat. Or maybe you are. I don't know and I don't care. It's all the same anymore. And I know you don't care about me, so I have to care about myself. I have to tune out the world and pretend I don't hear your ranting and raving about being healthy and being a better role model. If I listened to you and everyone else, I would be dead. I'd shoot myself in the head and end it all if I really, really listened, because I would know that my worth was measured on your bathroom scale. How pathetic is that? That you measure worth on a bathroom scale. In case you don't know, it's fucking pathetic. It is fucking pathetic that I even have to waste a few of my precious brain cells thinking about this nonsense instead of something real or something important. My message to you and you and you and you and you, suck it up. Lose the weight or don't. I don't really care. Shut up about it already. You can suck your diets and surgeries and miracle cures and health reports and nutritious facts and blah-de-blah, blah-blah-blah-blah, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. Just suck it. End quote. Closing the show is Missy Elliott with Gossip Folks. I heard the bitch got hit by three zebras.